just into the Situation Room. The United Kingdom is suspending some intelligence sharing with the United States because of the Trump administration's strikes against alleged drug boats in the Caribbean.
CNN national security correspondent Natasha Bertrand joins us with her exclusive reporting. So this is so significant, Natasha, because the UK is arguably the closest ally to the United States when it comes to intelligence sharing. And now on this issue, at least, it's pulling back, right?
That's exactly right, Pam. So previously, the UK had been a very important intelligence sharing partner for the US in the Caribbean, because, of course, the UK has a number of territories in the Caribbean. They have an interest in helping to stop the flow of drugs to the United States and to elsewhere in the Caribbean. And so they would often share intelligence, given the intelligence assets that they have down there, with the US to help the US Coast Guard interdict and arrest drug smugglers and also to seize all of the narcotics on board. But that changed when the U.S. military started actually blowing up these boats, using lethal force against these vessels. The U.K. Was deeply uncomfortable with that, felt that it violated international law. And for that reason, it suspended that intelligence sharing with the U.S. Just over a month ago, we're told, because it did not want its intelligence and its information being used by the U.S. military to carry out these kinds of lethal attacks.